Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for March 30th, 2024, Saturday Easter Vigil, is based on John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. The guest preacher is Reverend Courtney Dale from St. Patrick Episcopal Church in Lebanon, Ohio.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw the two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Though the words I speak are mine, let the word we hear be thine. Amen. Please be seated. I am really good at finding things. I don't want to brag, but I'm kind of undefeated with Where's Waldo? Thing is, this is a skill that has come from a lifetime about being really good at losing things. I can be a little prone to misplace things. Keys, documents, my sunglasses, that spatula that I was just using, I could go on and on. Those things that are I need that aren't where I thought they were, in that moment I can scan my surroundings and pull back my memory to recall where I might have left it last. A friend of mine has a similar habit, and she told me about a mantra that she internalized. It was, don't put it down, put it away. Don't put it down, put it away. Of course, given that I'm prone to misplacing things, that mantra is no exception. And at the very moment when I need it the most, like when I'm juggling car keys in a grocery bag and my 3-year-old interrupts my train of thought, my brain likes to misplace that saying, don't put it down, put it away. I don't have any tattoos, but maybe that should be my first one on my right hand. Don't put it down, put it away. But until then, I just get to live with the experiences of multiple times every day, thinking, where is that thing that I just saw? I could swear it was right here. And then taking longer to retrace my steps and find it, which, as I mentioned, I've gotten really good at doing, but it ends up taking longer than it would have if I just would have put it down where it belongs to begin with. As I was reading our gospel reading, I took a little solace in knowing that this sort of confused frustration might have been one of the very first emotions felt by Jesus' followers on that first Easter. Mary Magdalene's coming up to the empty tomb, a tomb that should contain the remains of Jesus. Maybe she's thinking, I swear this body was just here. Maybe her eyes darted to the corner of the tomb to see where it might be. Maybe she checked outside to see if she had the right tomb. Maybe she even started to doubt her memory of the horrific events that took place less than 48 hours earlier. The thing is, I don't think God needed to guess how Mary felt at that moment. It's a familiar feeling for God, seeking out what is precious and loved. Now, God, of course, knows where we are physically, you know, being omniscient and all that. But more importantly, through Jesus, God knows where we are spiritually and emotionally. God knows what it's like to be tired, to be sick, to stub your toe, to be hungry and then get hangry. God knows what it's like to experience a frailty, to experience fear, to experience longing, because Jesus experienced all of those things. And God knows what it's like to live with death as an ever-present companion on the horizon, because God lived with that in Jesus. But God also knows something that we don't know about the human experience, because thus far, he's one of only a few people who know about life after death, resurrection, the defeat of death, the casting off of death as an ever-present companion. And that's what God reveals to us in the resurrection. The next part of the story, the one we couldn't possibly know, because nobody here has had that experience. One of the beautiful things about this Easter vigil is that we get to retell the story of God seeking out humanity and looking for us, God seeking our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our spirits, and all that culminates in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our Easter vigil helps us to see that while the resurrection of Jesus may have been a single point in history, the hinge on which the entire history of humanity pivots, it's only the biggest and boldest of a number of events where God worked throughout time, seeking us out, showing us his promise. One of the things I love about our liturgical traditions, both in the Episcopal and Lutheran Church, is that we don't feel like we have to reinvent the wheel every single year. As a priest, my congregation doesn't come into Easter Sunday expecting something completely new, a new angle or experience of the resurrection story that they've never experienced so far. On the contrary, many come precisely because it is familiar. For many of us, the experience of this whole season, Ash Wednesday, 40 days of Lent, Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, this evening and tomorrow morning, they have been a part of the rhythm of our lives since we were born. And for others, these rhythms are newer, but the drumbeat is the same. We are connecting with a tradition of Christians retelling and reliving the experience of Christ's resurrection that goes back almost 2 millennia. And particularly in 21st century America, a culture that's obsessed with what's the novelty and youth, our tradition is countercultural. Now, that doesn't mean we never find anything new in the resurrection. This season has been a part of the rhythm of my life for quite a while, and especially as a priest and a postulant for going on 16 years. Seems like every year it still feels like a new discovery in some ways. New insights and new approaches to the story of the resurrection. And I hope I never stop finding them. But the beautiful thing about our tradition is that we keep retelling and reliving these moments in the same way, year in and year out. And as we recall the story of God's promise, of God's saving acts towards God's people, as we recall those moments in our own life where God has been present for us in big and small ways, we remember that basic truth that flows throughout Scripture. I once was lost, but now am found. With God, we get to continuously be both the finders and the findees, like Mary Magdalene and the tomb. With God, it could almost be like a scene outside security at any airport, at the arrivals gate. You're looking, scanning the distance for just who you hope to see, looking to find and be found. Easter reminds us that we will always have that hope to find the unbelievable promise of God throughout the year. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.